USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are pleading not guilty to charges stemming from a massive college cheating scandal. According to a document filed a short time ago in Boston federal court, Loughlin and her fashion designer husband will plead not guilty on federal fraud and money laundering charges. The two are accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get her kids into USC. They face hefty fines and prison time. Millions of people in the Northeast are now in the path of a storm system blamed for at least 8 fatalities in the South over the weekend. That system is currently threatening at least a half dozen states, including the New York City tri-state area. Seismologists are reporting an earthquake measuring 4.2 magnitude in northern Sonoma County, California, early this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
More Democratic candidates get off the fence and officially into the field over the weekend, including Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, who says he's running for the White House in 2020.
I've got you, we've got each other, and we can do this.
Same goes for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
When something is grotesque, it's hard to look away. And the horror show in Washington is mesmerizing. It's all-consuming. But starting today, we're going to change the channel.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker also kicked off his campaign back on Saturday. An FBI-linked breach has led to the identities and personal info of thousands of people being published online. The names, jobs, and email addresses of over 23,000 people were released last week. Some of the identities even include people being watched by the FBI. It's Tax Day 2019, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The identities and personal data of thousands of people have been published online following an FBI-linked breach. The names, jobs, and email addresses of over 23,000 people were released last week. More than 1,000 of the email addresses are linked to the FBI directly and other law enforcement agencies. Some of the identities even include people being watched by the FBI. In a statement, the FBI National Academy Associates says three of its local chapters were hacked and personal info was obtained and sold on the web. However, the national database remains unaffected. The name of the group isn't being named, and a federal investigation is continuing. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi asking the U.S. Capitol Police to take extra care with the safety of freshman Congressman Ilhan Omar. The Minnesota Democrat's been receiving death threats since President Trump tweeted a video of images from the 9/11 attacks alongside comments she made about civil rights of Muslims in America since then. Pelosi says the video posted by the president is disrespectful and dangerous. And elite runners from around the world are prepping for the 123rd Boston Marathon this morning. Today's 26.2-mile run will be a wet slog as some heavy storms are expected to drench that area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.